From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell, welcome. It's another hour of the best in mainstream jazz, coming to you from New York's Finger Lakes region. We'll get the hour underway with tenor sax giant Eric Alexander, and a track from his 2016 release on High Note Records, Second Impression. He's in a quartet with longtime collaborator Harold Mayburn on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. This is the title track, Second Impression.
Thank you.
Classic Sounds from 1958 wrapping up that set. The Moe Kaufman Quartet, fronted by Canadian reed man Moe Kaufman, featured on flute and alto sax on this release. Moe was one of the first Canadian jazz musicians to rise to prominence outside of Canada. And his second LP, originally released on the Jubilee label, The Shepherd Swings Again, a take on his smash hit The Swingin' Shepherd Blues from his debut LP from 1957. Moe Kaufman on flute and alto sax, Ed Bickert on guitar, also Hugh Curry on bass, and Ron Rulley on drums. We heard Flute Salad. That album has been reissued, but not on CD. It's available only as an MP3 album from the Stardust label. Before that, teenage piano sensation Joey Alexander, a native of Indonesia, and the title track from his second release from 2016, released when he was all of 13 years old, the album and track Countdown, his take of the John Coltrane classic. In a trio there with Larry Grenadier on bass and Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums. And we began the set with Eric Alexander, no relation, on tenor sax, leading his quartet through Second Impression, the title track from that release, also from 2016. We'll begin this set with the Dave Young Quartet. Dave Young, yet another Canadian jazz musician. He's a bass player. Dave is well-versed in both jazz and classical bass playing. He has served as principal bassist for the Winnipeg and Edmonton Symphony Orchestras, as well as the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra. And he's worked with jazz icons such as Oscar Peterson and Oliver Jones. This is from his third album as a leader, a 2009 release called Mean What You Say, with Kevin Turcotte on trumpet, Robbie Botos piano, and Frank Botos on drums. This is a standard. Will You Still Be Mine? Thank you.
the evening, when the kettle's on for tea, an old familiar feeling settles over me, and it's your face I see, and I believe that you are there in a garden. When I stop to smell a rose and feel its petals soft and sweet against my nose, I smile and I suppose that somehow maybe you are there. When I'm dreaming and I find myself awake without a warning, and I rub my eyes, I fantasize, and all at once I realize it's morning, and my fantasy is fading like a distant star at dawn. My dearest dream is gone. I often think there's just one thing to do. Pretend that dream is true and tell myself that you are. The little bit of 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 the little bit
That's a trio fronted by guitarist Mark Elf, and a track from the album New York Cats, released in 1998 on the Gen Bay label. With Jay Leonard on bass and Dennis Mackerel on drums, we heard Brownie Speaks, that piece originally composed by trumpet legend Clifford Brown. Before that, the vocal in the set came from Hillary Cole, and a track from her 2010 release on the Canadian Just in Time label. The album You Are There, it's a series of duets with various piano legends, some of whom, sadly, are no longer with us. The pianists featured include Monty Alexander, Hank Jones, Michel Legrand, Mike Renzi, Dave Brubeck, Freddie Cole, Nat King Cole's younger brother. He also sings on the track where he's featured. And on that track, it was New Zealand pianist Alan Broadbent. The title track, You Are There, from Hilary Cole. And we began the set with music from the Dave Young Quartet, Will You Still Be Mine, from Mean What You Say. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about The Jazz Scene, including detailed program playlists, or if you want to stream this and previous episodes in the series at your convenience, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is The Jazz Scene, show number 1624. We're here with the final set of music for this hour of jazz, and we'll begin with yet another trio, and we'll go back in time to 1957 for pioneering soul jazz organist Jimmy Smith, and the Blue Note release The Sound of Jimmy Smith. With Eddie McFadden on guitar and Art Blakey on drums, this is a lesser-known American pop standard. Zing Went the Strings of My Heart.
The Thank you.
Three interpretations of standards from the Great American Songbook, wrapping up the hour. That last piece from the duo of Brad Terry on clarinet and John Basile on guitar, a track from the album Duo, we heard Skylark. This album, released in 2009 on the Art of Life label, is another album which is not available on CD or in any other physical form. It's only available as an MP3 release. Some very intimate performances here for clarinet and guitar. Before that, another session from 2009 and another trio. The Brandon Fields Trio, Brandon Fields on alto sax, Dave Carpenter on bass, and Gary Novak on drums. Brandon is better known for his smooth jazz recordings. He had a brief tenure with the Rippingtons back in the late 80s. This is a bit more of a foray into straight-ahead jazz. The album One People, we heard You Stepped Out of a Dream. And we began the set with Jimmy Smith on the Hammond B3 organ and yet another trio, this time with Eddie McFadden and Art Blakey, respectively. From 1957, the album The Sound of Jimmy Smith, we heard Zing Went the Strings of My Heart. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Long. Well, thank you, as always, for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And the website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again when you can for more of the best in jazz. The jazz scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.